We do have the founder for the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, Blaine McCarthy, with us. And good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Dell. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. It's always a joy to have him back with us. And maybe, Blaine, you can kind of set the stage for us this morning on what we are going to discuss.
Sure thing. And like I do every time I'm here with you, Dell, I try to come with a game plan. Would be very happy to be interrupted with calls from folks who have questions, maybe not directly on point with the topic that we're discussing, but during those quiet times and when people aren't calling, what I plan to discuss today was to give the listener some tips on what to do when you're sitting there in your crumpled up car at the moment of a crash. You know, what are the things you can do right then and there? There's a lot of opportunities that get lost rather quickly. So hopefully I'll give some decent advice to folks so that way when and if they're ever in that unfortunate situation, they can preserve the evidence and do the things they need to do so later on they're in a better situation.
If you'd like to speak to Blaine McCarthy this morning, confidentially, he is here at your service to answer your calls and your questions concerning personal injury. And Blaine, great to have you with us. And we kind of we got started on the subject here, and you want to just keep expounding on that.
Yeah, I do. So the scenario is you're in a car crash. You've never been in this situation before. Maybe, unfortunately, you have. What do you do? What do you do at that moment that the crash has happened? A lot of people debate in their mind, should I call the police or shouldn't I? It didn't seem like it was a major crash. Maybe the other driver has come to your window and is a very pleasant person and kind of encouraging you not to go the route of calling a police officer. Let me discourage you from being tempted by doing that. In other words, call the police. Even if it turns out to be a minor crash, even if nobody's injured, even if the damage to the vehicle is hard to see, it's always good to have a record of that event, exactly when it happened, where it happened. All the identification issues get compiled by the police. There really is no upside to not calling them other than, you know, you maybe want to feel compassionate for the other driver. Just because a police officer comes to the scene doesn't mean the other driver is going to face horrible consequences, but it's really more about preserving record evidence. So the long and the short is any crash you're involved in, call the police, get a report written up, even if nothing comes of it. And on that same call, that same 911 call to the police, if there's any indication on your part or the other driver of any kind of pains, I'd encourage you to ask the 911 folks to send out a paramedic unit as well, just to check you out. Again, at the moment of the crash, most people are experiencing a very high level of adrenaline. There's some fear. There's just a lot of things going on in their body. Most of the time, they're not at that moment perceiving very clearly what kind of injury or pain that they have. I have countless clients who will come to me after, you know, some time and say, gosh, the next morning after the crash, I woke up and I was just in a world of hurt. And that's a very common scenario. So if there's any subtle indication of an injury, it's good to have the 911 folks not only send the police, but also send out a paramedic unit just to check you out. And it may be that by the time the paramedics get there, you decide you don't need them. But again, it's just a matter of safety and precaution for you. So the first thing to do, to recap, is to get your phone out, call 911, have the police come, have them send a paramedic if you're feeling anything that's injury-related, both to preserve the evidence and hopefully to be of some help to you.
Absolutely. So very, very good advice from someone who's had a lot of experience, hopefully not personally with us, mm-hmm. but just, of course, with the practice he deals with. And so want some more information about JCLD, go to our website at wjbcfm.com and go to Business Partners there. You'll find their link and find out a little more about what they do and how they help our listeners here at 91.7 The Gospel. We've talked about Blaine. Of course, we have Blaine McCarthy with us from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, taking calls today at 781-4321. And Blaine, we've talked about what to do when you're in an accident and how it's always a good idea to call the authorities, call the police to come and at least check some things out. And I would think a lot of people, you know, out of being gracious, what have you, they often get burned. And so it's always, as you said, it's always important to call 911.
Yeah, that's true. And that's really why I'm making this suggestion. People think, you know, that they're going to harm the other driver if they call the police. And that's not necessarily the case. But too often, the victims are the ones who get harmed when they're deciding, oh, you know, it seems minor. I won't call the police. This guy's nice. Then they wake up the next morning in a world of hurt and they don't know who the other guy is and they just have no record of it. And it becomes, unfortunately, very complicated for them unnecessarily. So the first tip was make the call. You know, call 911, get the police out. If there's any indication of pain or something weird going on in your body, have them send paramedics as well. Second category of things to do is regards the crash scene evidence. Three main things I want to suggest to the listeners if you're in that situation. First is to get the information from the other driver. Even though you might have called the police out, people do crazy things like get in their car and drive off. So you want to get as much as you can. You want to get the information about the other driver. Minimally the person's name. You can get the license plate. You know, I'd suggest do that really the first thing, because if they haul off, then at least you know what the vehicle is, and through there you can track down the person. Sure. But find out the guy, you know, the person's name, a phone number, even a driver's license. You know, if you want to exchange driver's license numbers so you have a record of who each other is, get their plate number. Very helpful. Again, hopefully unnecessary, because they'll hopefully stick around for the police. The police will get all that stuff. But I've had too many people say, you know, that we stopped, I called the police, told the other driver I called the police. He was going to go back to his car to get his insurance papers. But no, he went back in his car, turned it on, and, you know, took off. And my client's sitting there, you know, empty handed. Second thing, while you're at the crash scene, the other very important group of people are the witnesses. You want to identify who they are, get a good working phone number for them. For all of them, even if they're all saying kind of the same thing to you and they all have to leave and go to work, gather as many witness identifications as you possibly can, because memories fade and the person who, you know, seemed the strongest witness becomes hard to find. The number was a bad number after all. So gather as many witness IDs as you possibly can for potential future reference. Many times people do stop and they say, hey, I'd love to help, but you know, I got a boss who's going to yell at me in 5 minutes. I got to get to work. I can't wait for the police, but here's my name and number. You know, a lot of people are gracious enough to do that. Unfortunately, many people are just too busy and don't even bother, you know, sticking around. So among the crash scene evidence, find out who the driver is. Get as much ID information as you can about the driver. Do the same for the witnesses. The third thing I'd suggest, which is becoming more and more common, is that people have phones on them. A lot of or cameras, I should say. A lot of phones that are in our pockets have camera capabilities. Which is very helpful if you're in a crash. You want to take photographs of not just the damage to the vehicles. That's going to generally be available the next day. But where the vehicles are actually located at the moment after everything has settled down. Mm-hmm. crash scene photos also help to identify the lighting conditions and the weather conditions. There may be at some later point a dispute that it was dark and I couldn't see or whatever. And if you've got photographs showing it's, you know, plenty light out and the roads are dry, that's going to, you know, nail shut something that might argue it's wet roads and it was raining and that's why the crash happened. So those are some things that you can do at the crash scene to preserve some very critical crash scene evidence that goes away very, very quickly.
You know, that's one of the first things I thought of, Blaine. I'm glad you mentioned it. Is we do have cameras on our hips, most of us who have a cell phone. And yeah, absolutely. Just take some pictures and it wouldn't hurt. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. They're not the, you know, the highest quality photos, but having a low grade photo of the crash scene is still a very invaluable piece of evidence if you need it down the road.
Absolutely. Some very, very good advice. Hope you're listening this morning and taking heed to what you're hearing. Blaine McCarthy with us from the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory. If, again, as I said before, if you'd like some more information about them, go to our website at wjbcfm.com. Or you can call them at their offices at 223-JCLD, 223-JCLD. And Blaine, you took a call just a few minutes ago with, and you got some good advice to pass along.
I did, Del. Charles called in and kind of shared his own personal experience about the importance of having a witness to a crash scene. His didn't work out quite as he had hoped. The witness came and left and was not around when the police officer was there, and the police officer, unfortunately, in that situation had competing stories. Charles, you know, gave his version. The other driver gave her version. They were contradictory, and there was no tiebreaker witness. And apparently, the police officer didn't want to take the initiative to call the number that Charles had gotten for the witness. So that just goes to show, oftentimes, the witness will be the tiebreaker, and it's certainly better if they're willing to stick around and wait for the police. But many times they can't, and so you're better off getting them and at least having something to offer the police officer than just your version of the story. So we've already talked, Del, about making the call, calling 911 to both get the police out, and if there's any indication of injury, getting the paramedics out. We talked last session about the crash scene evidence, getting information on the other driver, any and every witness, and taking photographs. The next thing I wanted to bring to the attention of the listeners is to really pay attention to what your body's telling you. And I would generally recommend, even if you don't feel the need to be taken by ambulance to the hospital, I generally would recommend if there's anything different feeling about your body after the crash to get to a doctor relatively quickly. It doesn't have to be the emergency room. That's probably the preferable, but that's not necessarily a pleasant experience. Some hospitals, you know, you'll sit in the room forever. But there's acute care centers all over town that you can walk in and at least, you know, get an initial checkout. You know, your primary care doctor, I'd say, is probably the, you know, the third choice on that list, because typically there's some waiting to get there. You might have to make an appointment and see them, you know, the next Thursday. Better to get in quickly for two reasons. One, for your benefit, to make sure there isn't something severe going on that you're just not aware of because the adrenaline's flowing. And frankly, from the preserving evidence, and it's good to have an initial indication of potential injury. There's two kind of people generally that walk around when they're experiencing injuries. The first kind is the one that goes to see the doctor right away. The second kind, and there's a lot of people in this second kind category, are folks who just sort of take their lumps and think, I'm just going to tough this out. It should go away in the next couple of days. And many times it does. Many times it doesn't, though. And as the lawyer trying to help crash victims, I get frustrated at times by the fact that their first doctor visit's a week or 10 days later. And I'm sure it's from the crash. That's just kind of poor evidence. Unfortunately, yeah. The other side can kind of poke holes in that and say, we don't know what happened, you know, after the crash. I mean, you may be a slick guy who's trying to blame it on something that's got insurance versus the fact that you fell down in your house 2 days ago, and that's why you went to the doctor.
Sure.
So it's good to get to see the doctor immediately, both to verify that you're doing okay and to kind of get a record of that.
Absolutely, and get some kind of documentation and have it in ink.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Or a computer nowadays.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
That is true. Of course, we've had Blaine McCarthy with us for the last hour here. And Blaine, if you would finish up our program today, I know you got some more advice for our listeners.
Sure. We've been talking about what to do if you're sitting in your crumpled up car at the moment of being in a crash. We've talked about making the call, calling 911, getting the police to come out to do a report, and possibly also send the paramedics. We talked about crash scene evidence, finding out all the information you can about the other driver, about any and every witness, and if you've got a camera with or a phone with a camera, take as many pictures as you can of the vehicles, where they're located, the crash scene itself. Last session we talked about getting to a doctor. If there's anything feeling different about you, get to either the ER or an acute care center. You want to do that for your own health sake and to document what's going on. And the last points I wanted to make, both were additional phone calls, lesser on the priority list, but generally, insurance policies for automobiles require early notification. So one of the things you need to do once you get back to your house and the dust has settled is to call your car insurance company. Call your local agent. They'll patch you through the claims office. You need to report the incident because they're going to become involved in some way, shape, or form. And the more time that you wait to do that, the potential jeopardy you're placing yourself in with your coverage. So call them. You know, as soon as you can, once you've gone through the doctors and done the other things. And very last on that list, not to say it's unimportant, but involving the lawyer or consulting with the lawyer is something you want to keep in mind. If things are going well and you're recovering and there's really not much of an issue, then I generally don't think everybody needs to go see a lawyer. But if there's anything that's lingering in the injuries, if you're needing more treatment, if you're starting to get calls from the insurance folks demanding recorded statements or you signing certain forms, all that stuff is very foreign to most folks. And that's when you kind of want to consider having a sit down with the lawyer to see if everything's appropriate, if there's anything that needs to be done to protect your rights before you start signing them away. So those are just some things to keep in mind. Again, hopefully the folks who are hearing my voice are not going to be in that boat, but statistics say that you probably are at
Absolutely.
Some point between now and your last breath. And so there are some things to keep in mind for when you're in that unfortunate situation of being in a car crash.
Great. Blaine, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure. I enjoy being here and with you and with our listeners.
All right. If you maybe you're in a vehicle and you're the kind of person that doesn't like to drive and talk on a cell phone at the same time, you are welcome to reach Blaine McCarthy at his office by calling 223-JCLD, 223-JCLD. Of course, all your any kind of lawyer needs that you may have, that's the number to call, 223-JCLD.
I'm attorney Blaine McCarthy, founder of the Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, a referral service connecting you to Christian lawyers in a wide variety of legal specialties. Our website has a growing database of free legal information, and we answer your calls and questions every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 8 to 9 here on 91.7 The Gospel. Our attorneys can be reached at 223-JCLD or online at JacksonvilleChristianLawyerDirectory.com. The Jacksonville Christian Lawyer Directory, helping you find the Christian lawyers you seek.